Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
All right. Thank you very much. Welcome, welcome, welcome. God bless you. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus the Christ, God the Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you all throughout the land, wherever you are in the world. May the peace of God find you and you accept him in your heart. Amen. Let us humble ourselves and go before the throne of God and open up with the Lord's Prayer. Let's say it together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and your glory forever. Most gracious and merciful Father, we give you honor, glory, and praise, and say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your Son, Jesus, the Christ, Yahshua, the HaMashiach. Lord God, we thank you for his life and sparing ours. Lord God, forgive us for our sins, Lord God, our unrighteousness. Father God, we ask that you come in right now, Lord God, and stand guard over us tonight, Father God. Put your hedge of protection around us as we come and give you glory through this podcast, Lord God, to open up and break chains, Lord God, pull down strongholds and the ties of the enemy, Lord God, to your people. Father God, we just thank you. We ask for blessings to all the people that are listening, all people that will participate. Father God, we even pray for the enemies out there that are praying, P-R-E-Y, against us, Lord God. We just thank you, we honor you, and we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, amen. Everybody suit up, all God's children, put on your full armor of God. It's time to go to war. It's time to face the enemy. It's time to break chains, pull down those strongholds. YAT Radio is signing on. Let's break chains, y'all. Y'all ready? Let's go. Let's go.
It don't matter what it look like. It don't matter what it feel like. It don't even matter what nobody else think, you understand? It's my season, man. And I'm taking it off the top just like that, you understand? Gotta get it out the mud, yeah. So ain't got time for no playing, cause these faith work if I love, yeah. And I love the fact that he's blame me, and I give it back when I praise him and fulfill the purpose he gave me. Waiting on the direction, and surrounded by his protection. I know you can see the headlight in me, cause I wear around like a necklace, yeah. God then gave me his passion, it stirred up in me and it's going down like life camera action. With this jealousy and blood on the ground, yeah, I need change in my city. I need everybody to get with it. All the walls beat and built time to burn them down. Yes, let's do this together. Like a Jericho, so we gon' march and make a sound. Unbelieving but better. And what it put in me is time to get it off the ground. I'ma make a difference. Into man, you gotta walk through it. So he slay me, yet I trust him. Even through the mayhem, I can't rush him. Feel like my brain is on the verge of combustion. Still I can't be affiliated with no corruption. No doubt, gotta stay strong. That's why the weak and heart, they can't stay long. Soon as the evil spark, the devil leave a mark. They hit their feet and walk looking like they gone. But still a war rage on. I'm not the one with the cape on, but I know the advocate who's there to sit the blood of Jesus Christ. You better pay for it. I'm on a mission with a message. No flesh here. You can tell by the words that I speak that I've been in his presence. No flex here. Yeah, I'm just a chosen vessel for the time at hand. And it's the Father's plan that I reveal his plan. Let's go. So he made me a king with a purpose. No building, it's in the heart where the church is. Yeah. Mountains better move out of my way. I can't help but say it. Come to my faith, you can call me crazy, cause I believe the impossible, and I'ma go wherever the Father show. I know you can see that his glory on me, ain't got the juice on me, I got his glow for sure. I see it now like the sun peeping through the clouds, arriving up over the horizon, cause it's my season. See it clear, that's my fear, now I'm here, and I got the heart of a lion, so give me roar.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right, all right, all right. Thank you. Thank you, big bro. Welcome back to the show, Breaking Chains. It's a special assignment. What a powerful Monday evening. I had to throw that on y'all because I don't know what you heard, but God got me. You need to be saying that too and start acting like it. You understand what I'm saying? Because it's your season. And you better start speaking it and claiming it. Get into the place where God wants you to be and claim your season. You understand what I'm saying? Stop stressing and worrying and claim your season. Give them around people that's always stressing and worrying and can't get a grip on things. Get in the place where God wants you. You know what I'm saying? It's all about him. It's your season when you make it about him. See, and it's something because, you know, everybody's making it about them and forgetting about God. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what you heard, but God got me. You know what I'm saying? God got me. I can speak for me because I know where I've been. So I know where I am today and I know where I'm going because I'm focusing on what he wants for me. And that's what I want to talk about tonight. I don't know what you got going on. Hold on a second. I'll jump myself. I want to say good evening to everybody out there. I'm on fire. You know, when I crack this microphone, I'm already ready to go. You know what I'm saying? When it's like in a marathon or a race or something. You know what I'm saying? When you hear it say go or the gun pop off, that means you got to pop out the gate when that drop hits. You know what I'm saying? And it's time to break chains. It's time to go to work. Listen, God bless you. Thank you for turning us on, whether you're live streaming or you're archiving, listening to the show. God bless you, and we love you, and ain't nothing you can do about that. Tonight, I want to talk about something that's very important to me that's been on my heart this weekend, paying attention to things that's going on around us, listening, going to funerals, and you know what I'm saying, and just so much. And I got a question. It's a statement question. Here you go. If it's all yours and about you, where does God fit in? Did you hear what I said? If it's all yours and it's all about you, where does God fit in? Because when you look around and you see things that are going on in the world, do you see the Spirit of the Lord everywhere you go? Do you see the glory of God in the atmosphere? Do you feel His spirit in the atmosphere? And the thing about it is that this is not an attack on anybody. That we don't attack anyone. We talk about issues that are at hand that a lot of people don't want to talk about. We talk about it behind closed doors, but we don't talk about it out in the open. And then when we talk about it openly, we sugarcoat it and water it down. You know what I'm saying? We don't come directly at it like we should. But we tend to forget that the enemy is directly coming at our people, coming at us too. And we want to put our chest out and rail then, but do we care enough about the people? Because see, listen, if we love God and we say we all about God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit, we are part of the kingdom. You know what I'm saying? We are God's children. Why is it that we make it about us and we don't act like it's about God? We don't show that it's always about God. And I said we. I say us. You know what I'm saying? I'm not excluding anybody because we all are a part of it. You know what I'm saying? God looks at us individually, but God looks at us collectively too, as the body of Christ. And listen, if you're not a part of the body of Christ, you're interested in being a part of the body of Christ, that, you know, that book that they say is the white man book, called the Bible, it's your basic instructions before leaving earth. You need to give it a try. You read everything else. Pick up and study and read that. And find out who you are, because that is a white man or a pale-faced man that took that book and rewrote it to fit his needs, to make him look a certain way, and to make God's children look a certain way. So yeah, it was altered, but it's all about your rich heritage. It's all about your rich genetic genes. You understand what I'm saying? It's about your, it's all about your rich knowledge and wisdom. It's about your rich bloodline. It's all about that. And we have to make sure that we start finding out about who we are and stop letting people dictate to us who we are and show us that really who we are not. And you know, if it's all yours and about you, where does God fit in? Because if God was a part of it, we would look and act and talk and speak and treat people a certain way. And we've gotten away from that because of fear, worry, stress, and most importantly, the lack there of love and gentleness and kindness. The fruit of the Spirit is absent in a lot of areas. Because where God is not, there is no peace. You know what I'm saying? There is no love. When you take God out of situations, you heard Minister Warren Thompson say that last night as well. When you take God out of something, you know what I'm saying? You take everything good out of the whole situation. So we have to make a decision about our lives. About, is it going to be just about us? You know what I'm saying? And we claiming everything and we don't put God in it. We say that God is in it, but we use God to get what we want. And then we use God's word to say why this is correct and what we're doing. We can drain the community, we can fleece flock the people, and then we'll use God's word to say where it says to do this or to do that, so that you won't look or be guilty of anything. I don't know who this is for. You know what I'm saying? But if you are robbing God and his people, you know what I'm saying? That's about to come to an end. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's always on top of each other, trying to outdo each other and judge each other, critique each other. And a lot of lack of teaching and assistance and helping the elderly and the hungry, helping people that are suffering out here. You know, listen, there are a lot of people that are taking advantage of things. Yes. But the ones that shouldn't be doing it is the ones that's in leadership. I don't care if you from the White House to the church house. You shouldn't be doing it. Not if you say you're a child of God. And we've gotten a lot of things turned around and made them all about us. And we've claimed everything. And we tend to forget a lot of times of what the scripture says. You know, David told us in Psalms 24 that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. It says the world and those who dwell in it. For he has founded upon the seas and established upon the rivers. Listen, it says, who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He say, he who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false and does not swear deceitfully, he will receive blessings from the Lord and the righteous from the God of his salvation. So if you're doing things like all of us that are deceitful, listen, if you're doing things to yourself opposed to doing things to people and yourself, you know what I'm saying? When you're putting blood on your hands, when you're taking from the people to feed your belly, your greed, making it all about you, ignoring the word of God, ignoring the word of God, you know, because it's like we tend to forget the radiance of the glory of God that has all of the earth glowing with his radiance. And we're trying to drown it out with our darkness, with our lies and our deceit and our greed and our love for money. So my people, tonight I want you to think about that and let's talk about it. I see Pastor Joseph is joining. I'm going to bring him in. We lift up prayers for Pastor Dr. Levert Kemp, his brother that we have been asking you to pray for. He passed over the weekend. So we ask for your prayers for Dr. Kemp and his family, his brother's wife and children. Let's continue to keep that family lifted in prayer, that God would be comforted and covered in the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. When we don't know how we're going to make it through, the peace of God gets us through. So we continue to pray for them. We pray for all of you out there that are going through right now. You have our prayers in the name of Jesus. So I want to bring Pastor Joseph on. I want to get into this conversation. Pastor, it's a lot going on around us, and God put something on my spirit over the weekend, and I talked to Pastor Jackson on Saturday evening. He's at work, so we send prayers up for him as well, and all the other pastors that are not present tonight. But you know, there's a lot going on out here, and everybody's claiming everything to be theirs, and it's about them. But if you own it and it belongs to you and it's all about you, where does God fit in? You know what I'm saying? But then we use his name, but Jesus did say everybody that says Lord, Lord will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. So my question is that where does God fit in seriously when you're doing things that the word of God said that we shouldn't do? We're pastors, we're leaders, but we're out here boasting about what we got and what, you know what I'm saying, doing things that we shouldn't be doing out in the open when people are out here suffering. Where does God fit in all of this when we are living the opposite of what God's word says? Is God present? Break chains on that, sir. Good evening. God bless you. Welcome to the show.
Amen. Good evening, Pastor. Good evening, everyone. I truly give honor to God. I tell you, that's very good. I was talking to an older guy yesterday at a restaurant. He was 70-something, and he was saying how all the preachers that grew up with him are dead, the older ones, the younger ones that shared the platform with him. So he gave me some good advice. I was just asking the questions, you know, how to stay delivered, how to cast out demons and things of that nature. But one thing he said, you got to stay filled with the Holy Spirit. You got to stay filled with the Holy Spirit and got to stay prayed up. And so that really blessed me. And by us doing those things, you know, in the kingdom of God, nothing belongs to us. The Bible says, people understanding or darkness is that. But I like how you said earlier how you got to be rich with the word of God. But by us letting Christ just dwell in us, you know, and stir people up to value the word of God, because the Bible is like an open book test. It got all our answers that we need. And as we just continue to open it up, we'll find out that, like the psalmist said, King David, he had a great testimony, and that he was, you know, filled with the word, that the word of God was dwelling in him. And that's why he has so many testimonies, and he was such a great psalmist, because the word was just dwelling in him. And it wasn't about just him, but it was about, you know, the kingdom of God. You know, the Bible was all about a king and a kingdom, and about expanding the kingdom of God. But once we have that mindset and just continue to get in the word of God, to be edified, not to, you know, to argue with people, things in that nature, but as we just study the word, to be edified ourselves so we can edify our brothers and sisters, we won't have no room for ourselves and claim stuff ourselves, name it and claim it. But it'll be more about just fulfilling other people, you know, with the word of God, and it'd be more fulfilling for us. But, yes, sir, and it'll just be, our hearts will be filled with the grace of the Lord in Jesus' name. And another thing that God, when we get in the word of God, it will affect us. I like how we were saying last week, how when we just open the word, get in the word, it will affect us. And we just continue to encourage people to value the word of God. It was a time they were smuggling Bibles, you know, in different places, in different countries, you know, just to get the word out, just smuggling Bibles like drugs. And I think that's a privilege, and to continue to value the word of God. And as we do that, we won't have no room at all, you know, just to get in selfishness and stuff like that. But we'll be more loving, more giving, more kind-hearted, and things of that nature, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Thank you for that. You know, you was talking about what we was talking about last week, and see, that's something that and that's good you brought that up, because that does fit in about tonight, because you know we look at rich now in a different way. We look at rich in a materialistic worldly way. It's always meant that to a lot of people, but it has drifted into the house of the Lord. We've allowed it to come in, and it's all about the lights, camera, action, and the glamour, and the, his glory is absent. People will probably dispute what I'm saying and want to debate about it. But I'm not going to debate anybody about it, because it is obvious by the way that you're living. It's obvious by the way that you're materialistically living. You know what I'm saying? It's obvious by the cars that your pastor drive, and some of the congregation don't have no food at home. I'm just being honest with you right now, because if it's all yours and about you, where does God fit in? Because if God was in there, God would tell you that, you know what I'm saying, we're supposed to be taking care of the sick and the poor and the hungry and the needy before anything. That's first the priority. The thing about it is that why should we always be on here showing off about what we got and people that's looking what they ain't got? How do you think that they look at the church? How do you think they look at leadership? You know what I'm saying? From the politicians. Listen, it ain't just about church leaders. It's about the politicians too. It's about people that's in high places with high authority. You know what I'm saying? That got rules. You know what I'm saying? Our country right now, and even the world, I'm not going to just say the country, our world right now is ran by big money corporations. You understand what I'm saying? And the problem is, enough of us have not come together and said anything about it. And I'm going to bring somebody on that was back in the era when you had people like Malcolm X and Martin Luther King and big time John Lewis and all of those gentlemen that were back there fighting and making a voice and being heard and going before Congress and going before people in power to say, you know what I'm saying, enough is enough. But when these men got killed, murdered and slaughtered in the streets, You understand what I'm saying? Everybody else tucked their tail and sealed up their lips. So, you know, get mad at me. It doesn't matter to me. It's okay, you know. But anyway, they was mad at Jesus, so it was all right. But anyway, I want to bring somebody on that was around during that era. I want to say good evening. God bless you. Thank God that he's here tonight. Pastor Melvin, you were around during that time. Tonight we was talking about if it's all yours and about you, where does God fit in?
Well, good evening, everybody.
Bless you, sir.
My brothers in Christ, the leaders, the one God has chosen to be shepherds, and all of you out there that are followers in Christ.
Amen.
And even those that are not followers in Christ, I've got to include all of you. God said he loves all of you.
Amen.
So I got to love you too.
But
what you were speaking of, Pastor, I heard you say a couple of things. You're talking about the era back then. I heard you say things about the church, the leaders. And even all those guys back then, the way that they, if you could have, I was back there, the turmoil that they went through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look just when Jesus was going down that corridor, how they spit on him, hit him. All those boys, they did those boys the same way. All of them were black. They did them the identical same. I think I was in 14 years old, and I used to get so angry. And all I can remember asking, why, Dad? I didn't call them Daddy. Then, why, girl, why are you letting these white folks do it? Well, back then, it was the white folks. That's all we had in this country, white folks, black folks, and red man Indian back then. They were just dirty. And many times I got angry with God. Why are you allowing this? But it was for a reason when I got pulled into life and understand about him, Jesus. Remember, Jesus went through the same thing, gentlemen, but he never retaliated. Those boys back then, think about it, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, John Lewis, them boys never retaliated when they were hit. They were just like the spitting image, as the old folks say, the spitting image of Christ. They can't do that now because these youngsters will tell they shut the devils up with these guns. So they do it in a more professional, under the table way that you can't even see the word I use, invisible. A lot of us can't, no. A lot of them can't see it. I do. Because I was back there with the, well, not quite the root of it, but when the first stem come out, those people are going to be those people. God has his reasons for allowing it. Now, we were shown so much stuff. Those boys made a lot of things possible. You're not adhering to it. There's a saying, if you don't stand for anything, for nothing, no, I'm going to see how it go. If you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything, and that is the truth. Trust me, gentlemen, a white man know that. Get just a little bit of this, you're going to fall for it, and we do. We fall for all of it. Right here, I see this one from North Baton Rouge, Scotland. All those gangs that come in and bought all our store. What did those people tell us? Just sell out to all of our stores, sold out to all those people. They're in control in the black community. We can't see what's happening right up under our eyes. I know in the city of Scotland Mills sitting on a gold mine. He wanted to shut Southern down back in 65, 66, because Southern sitting on a Tuscaloosa train, and one of the biggest banks in the world that carried that oil. They wanted to shut Southern down, but we fought it, and it didn't. But what they do, they come in, they buying up all our lands and our ministers. Hopefully, one day the Lord allow me to get back up here. Our minister won't come here. Let the people come in and drill all for us. They're going to take the church. We back to what we talking about. We're going to take the church to do that. The ministers get together, which are the leaders. Now back to the other part you're talking about. Yeah, the church is commercialized. Everybody wants their pastor to look better than the other church pastor by riding the best car and by having the best beautiful home. And then you got all these people that are walking to church. But ask yourself, why did Jesus say, remember the poor always be with you. He didn't just say that, gentlemen. He said that for a particular reason. And I got an idea why he said it. When it comes to the church, the minister is the big dog. Simple as that. I paid for Mineral around a $80,000 Jaguar. I said, Pastor, you could have bought, how many? Let me see, $10,000. Let me see, $1,000. You could have bought 80 cars for different people. Right now, he can't even use money because he's sick. He's sitting on all that money. And I told him that. We could have, I'm your musician and your member. You could have bought 80 cars at $1,000 to help those people that were walking down the street coming to church. A lot of times, the Lord let things happen like that. He let certain one of us see it. So when he put you in that position, you already know what it's about. And I really think with us gentlemen, well, like Pastor said, a lot of y'all wasn't back then, but I'm here. I was back then. I can tell you about it. So we'll know what to look for. We don't want to go that way. Me, I want to see the poor get up on their feet so bad. I want to see you walk in shoes, nice shoes. I want to see you ride in a car. I want to see you have a home. Pastor, believe it or not, I mean, I got goosebumps over me right now. This is what I want to see. I ain't got no time for the rich man. Black or white, I ain't got no time for you. Give me that one that Jesus said look out for. The church is not doing it. It's not being taught. Like you said, Pastor Wilkes, no, I don't care if you get mad at me. They're mad with you right now. I don't care. Everybody calls you everything but a child of God. Because you're not adhering to what they want to hear. That's not our job to tell you what you want to hear. Our job is to tell you what Christ said, my daddy said. Amen. If you like it, nice. Put in your pipe and smoke it. If you don't, suck it.
Amen.
I say suck it. I didn't say nothing on cuss word. No, I said suck it.
Oh, yeah, we know.
But I hope that was something to help what you was asking us about, Pastor.
Amen. 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 God bless you. Because, here's the thing that I have with it. I know that God gives blessings. You know, we all are blessed by God in his way, in his own way for us individually. But he also blesses us collectively as the church, as the body of Christ. We have to learn how to understand it and to know what it looks like.
You're breaking up, Pastor, real bad. Breaking up real bad.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, but you sound like a distorted speaker.
Wow. We're gonna defuse that enemy. We're gonna keep on going. I'm gonna do something real quick.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, can y'all hear me?
Oh, you better now.
Yes, sir.
You better
okay,
now,
I'm,
yeah.
I'm good. Well, what the reality is that we have to understand that there's a lot going on out here, and we get caught up in things that we think. See, we look through the physical eyes before we pay attention to the physical, to the spiritual sight. We don't use our spiritual eyes in the way that God wants us to. We do things in a way that we feel is best for us in a physical way based on the things that we see around us. We go according to the standards of the world in word. We won't do this at all again. Like right now, there are people that are upset and say, we don't know what we're talking about. You do know that, right? So I was just talking last night on the air about certain topics we've been talking about. And I told him, I said, being a gospel recording artist, saying the things that you're saying, do you feel uncomfortable in saying these things, and people won't book you or buy your music, the testimony, and also to feel
was yes. We have allowed man and the worldly side of things to come in and turn God's house into a business. So when it got down, instead of kingdom business, it turned into man-made business. How we can use God's word to make money. So we made it all about, that's why I say, if it's all yours and about you, where does God fit in? Listen, here's something else. Here's something else, preachers. Let me say this to you. There are ministries out there right now that are named after people.
You better know it.
They're named after people. Why do they do that? They do that so that they can have it in their name and they can start funneling money to that account instead of over there to such and such house of God's account. Let me tell you something. Ain't nothing wrong with you being a writer. Ain't nothing wrong with you doing it. But when you using God to do it, in a greedy way, there's a difference now. Let me clarify the difference in what I'm saying. Let me understand what I'm saying now. I'm not talking to the ones that are gifted out there, you know what I'm saying, that are doing these things strictly for the glory of God, for God to get all the glory. I'm talking to the ones that's all about you getting the glory and you making all the ducats, getting all the money, trying to be rich and famous. I'm talking to you right now. I'm talking to you. See, God says to people like you, woe unto you. You hear what I'm saying? Woe unto you. You know, and there's so many woes unto you, but one of the worst ones that he says to you is that it would be better if you had not been born.
Yeah.
So we have to be very careful about how we do things. Pastors, I want to talk about something because we're supposed to be doing, if we are getting our credit in order, getting and starting making money as pastors and as leaders, no matter what, especially leaders in the community, should we not be holding classes, Pastor Joseph, and teaching the people and bringing people in to teach the congregation on how to become better savers of money, better how to deal with our credit, better at how to be entrepreneurs, starting businesses? Shouldn't we be doing stuff like that, Pastor Joe?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. We got that light in the people because the Bible says it's a lot of people understanding is darkened. And by having things like that, it helps so, so much. By having wise counselors, you know, to encourage the people and lead the people and enlighten the people in those dark areas, you know, and just consider, you know, what God's word said. When God said, let there be light, he spoke into the darkness. And it's some stuff that we are darkened through that we just don't know. And so when God sent leaders to speak his word, it brings light in our life and areas. And so by having most of those in the neighborhood, it'll be a huge blessing, I believe. One guy said churches on every corner, but demons in the neighborhood or something. But yes, sir. And just opening the word, God, it gives light. It's an impartation. The Bible said give impartation. It give understanding to the simple, you know, and it'll nourish them. And just nourishing the young people and the older people with the word of God. And, you know, and Jesus said man can't live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds through the mouth of God. And I just love how Jesus was indicating this because Jesus, he took the word, he took God's word in the scripture as his food. And he lived on that. We should follow his pattern, you know, as believers. We should follow his footsteps. And so the attitude towards the situation now is how can we be, you know, more effective? How can we continue to move forward, you know, for the Lord of Jesus Christ? And just by nourishing ourselves. And I made up in my mind that God, he was showing me my assignment is to be a walking epistle. I never knew what a walking epistle was when I was younger. But as I got older and studying the word of God, I realized, you know, God want me to be a walking Bible. You know, so you can be ready at any time. Because somebody was asking me yesterday, how I know if God real? How I know if God real? And so what just came to me, people, You know, they want to see God, but they know God real is through us, the way we let our light shine and how they see us live and see the change in us. And so they would really want to know, how did I know God real? How did I know God real? And it just encouraged me to continue to let my light shine and give them good advice and things of that nature. But, yes, sir, it would have been a huge blessing if there was more facilities, even franchises by the body of Christ, things of that nature, even in the technology, even with the music. You know, most studios free for gospel artists, you know, every corner of every city. We could take over, you know, the airways and things of that nature. But that would be a huge blessing if we had more facilities, yes, sir, teaching on finances, educating us in those areas. Because there's some stuff I still don't understand about finances totally. And that's one of my weaknesses, struggling, you know, just continue to manage and finances, budget, you know, better and things of that nature. Be more accountable with my finances because I'm just used to spending. But one key I learned by studying finance, you got to keep your eyes on your finances and things of that nature. But yes, sir, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Can y'all understand me? Can y'all hear me?
You're breaking up a little. Yes, sir.
Still breaking up a little bit?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. All right,
Pastor, I'm gonna throw that over to you. The same thing, man.
Go ahead and comment on that too. Do you feel that we need to come in and start doing, you know, different teaching as well and getting people better prepared on better ways of taking care of themselves and doing things like that?
Who are you talking to, Pastor?
I'm talking to you, sir. I'm sorry, Pastor Melvin.
Oh, I couldn't hear you when you called my name. Yeah, well, Pastor, I mean, you're a living example of what you do every night. Think about what you do every night. You tell her, get that water in you, take one day to eat vegetables and leave the meat alone. So you're doing it. You're doing exactly what you telling other people to do. So you're a living example of the word that you're speaking. How can you tell somebody else to do something you ain't doing? So right now, I'm not in Alabama, but I'm assuming you are doing it because you're telling us what to do. This is what the teaching is all about. The Bible says, my people pray for lack of knowledge. Now, don't pray God stupid. God knew this world. You had to live in this world. You're going to need some knowledge in this world more than just about him. This is just a fact. You got to live here. You got to know how to deal in this world. You got to get some kind of education to work and take care of yourself. It wasn't all about God. Wasn't just telling you all about him. Amen. You got to do something down there. I'm finished. I'll put everything there for you. Now, you got to go seek, get some education, learn how to take care of your shucky ducky. I'm not coming back there and do that. I used to sing a song, Pastor, years ago, and I didn't know exactly what it meant. I hope I use this word right. It's take your burden to the Lord. The writer said, if the world from you withhold all of its silver, now I want everybody listening to these lyrics. If the world from you withhold all of his silver and his gold, and you have to get along, one word, with meager fare. So the way the writer, just remember his word, how he feeds the little bird, take your burden to the Lord and leave there. But the word I'm looking at is meager. I haven't looked at this word, but the way the writer used it, it means I'm going to be nitnard. If the world holds silver and gold for me, what am I out? This is what the writer is saying. Then you got to get along with the little peon, the little dipstick, the little bit. Who is that? That's the poor. The poor going to always be among you, Melvin. So you're going to have to look out for them because the rest of the world is not going to do it. You're going to teach them how to eat, like Pastor you said. You're going to teach them how to get out, get some kind of education. We can't take care of you, but we can show you. So why would you give a man fish every day when you teach him how to fish, feed himself, if he's able. But now, don't forget, don't get me wrong, now he won't forget about these. You got something that just ain't going to be able to do it. They're just not going to be able to do it. That's when I think, Pastor, you correct me. I don't care if you correct me on the radio. I think we maybe take a little more time with that one that just cannot do. You got some that's physical disability, mental disability. Some just cannot do it. I think my daddy, the way my daddy would, never look out for them. Now, that one that can be taught, that's teachable, mentally able, physically able, teach him. That's your job. You teach him. Pastor, that is not going on in the church. And I have to throw this back up with my playing that music 53 years. I didn't know what was happening. I didn't know what was happening. It was visible and it was invisible. I didn't know how to put in no chronological order until I got on this radio program. I said, wait a minute. A lot of stuff started coming back. I saw stuff that they were doing I wouldn't do. I saw stuff that should have been done I would do. Now I'm in a position to do it, and I'm going to take advantage of it. That's what we got to teach the people. It's our job. The world is doing it. I don't give a hoot about the poor. We're going to have to do that. And the ones that are doing so well, I mean, they focus this so bad. They don't think about Christ. Who's going to think about Christ? You make $200,000, $300,000 a year. Very few. What that dope dealer going to think about Christ for? He made $600 a day. I was there. We did that. You ain't got no time for Christ. But you got to weave your way into it. He can be changed. I didn't say I can change him. I said he can be changed. You got to know the characteristics of my daddy to intervene or infiltrate any of those things. You cannot go in there and do it by yourself. It's going to take daddy teaching us, Pastor. And if we are ready, willing, and able, and he wants to go, God ain't going to send you on no, into no battle without being fully armored. So we let him lead us. Pastor, we can go get him. I really believe we can go get him. I think this radio station is doing tremendous, because I fell down that he wasn't doing nothing. And I said, wait a minute, that's fear of home. You ain't got to know what I'm doing. You just do what you're supposed to do, boy. That's just the way I think. So I said, my mom just started doing what you asked me to do. I'm hurting like crazy right now. I don't have no medication. But that was Satan. Didn't want me to call in. I said, no, Satan, get behind me. I called and I'm talking. I'm saying, I'm hurting. I don't know how long I stay on here, but I was not going to let him kill the opportunity that my dad had given me on this radio tonight. That's the way I feel about it, Pastor. I hope I help somebody with that. Thank you.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 You helped me. You know what I'm saying? That right there is what they call faith, real faith at work. You know, real living faith right there in front of everybody. So God bless you, Pastor Melvin, for that. You know what I'm saying? Then you say, ain't on no medication, you know? So God
is hurting too. I'm hurting, God. Just let him take it. You'll never get this, Joel, Satan. And let him get it, Pastor. I'm hurting, Pastor. I ain't going to let him get it.
No weapon formed against you shall prosper in Jesus' name. That's what we're going to speak with you on that. I tell you, Pastor, there's a lot going on. But like you say, it's a lot that we have to do, too. But when you don't claim things to be yours, you know what I'm saying, and you know who it belongs to, you know, and then you know who you belong to. You know what I'm saying? You know that the earth is the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Because, listen, it is something because Hebrews 1 and 3, I was saying it earlier, it says that, you know, he is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. And he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. We know who you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? But do you accept him as who he is? You know what I'm saying? Do you accept what he did? You know what I'm saying? Do you accept what he gonna do? And then the most important question, are you prepared for what he's about to do? Are you listening? Do you hear God telling you? You know what I'm saying? Have you studied the word of God to know what's about to take place?
That's the thing. You about to know what you're saying.
You better know what you're saying
when you go out there.
Exactly. You better know that. You know what I'm saying?
Sure better.
Because the thing, The thing is that do you understand what the word is telling you too? Because the word tells you faith comes from hearing and hearing through the word of Christ. If you don't know the word, you don't hear nothing, man. You don't know nothing.
Pastor, don't forget, yes, Slick Rick is still out there too. You know the word too, Slick Rick. So don't forget about him. That's Satan's right hand man,
right.
Slick Rick.
That's right. But that's the truth.
Well, he know the word, bro. He gonna challenge you, Slick Rick. That's who I call him, Slick Rick.
And that's the truth because you know I think a lot of things are going on out here, and a lot of people are just turning a deaf ear to them. A lot of people is looking the other way, you know what I'm saying? Instead of facing these things head on, you know what I'm saying? We made it about us. We really have. We'll say that ain't got nothing to do with me. That ain't my business.
You know what I'm saying?
Because you know I ain't got no children in school, so I ain't got to worry about the school system. You know what I'm saying? That ain't my community, so I ain't worried about what's going on over there. You know what I'm saying? Or that's not my family. Ain't got nothing to do with me because a mother just lost her son to a gun violence or something like that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what has happened? Where has God gone in your life? Where have you put him in your life? And do you have him in your life? Does he fit into your life? And we got to face these things. Listen, we could preach and teach all day long, but if you don't have God in your life, you don't even hear what we're saying. You don't have an understanding of what we're saying.
That's it.
You don't have an understanding. And we have to do better at coming together. See, people, listen, we are a society about show me. What's that state that got the show me state? What is that? What's the show me state? Missouri?
Missouri.
Show me state. Yeah. Oh. You know, we've become a show me people. You know what I'm saying? We still looking for signs and wonders. You know what I'm saying? We don't have faith in the word of God. We want to put the word of God down. We want to believe what man is telling us. We want to believe what man is showing us. And when I say that, I'm talking about things about money and greed and things that, you know what I'm saying, you just want to do bad things to get it. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about people that are working for their money, doing what you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about your love for money that has caused you to crave for materialistic living and worldly living. And things that just, you know what I'm saying, that just take you there, you know. Brothers, I'm going to take this quick break and we're going to come back, man. I want to check on my system here. But I want to come back and I want to get into something really quick. And want to get into our two-minute drill. So let's get prepared for that. For the echo. But let's get prepared for that, and I'm going to check on this system, and we'll be right back. Hey, you're listening to Break and Change, a special signing. Pastor Melvin is on, Pastor Joseph. I'm Pastor Rod. I want to bid you God's blessings to you and your families. 858-357-9137. Pick up the phone and give us a call. Get involved in the conversation. We're live streaming at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. If you're not listening live, you can archive the shows at any time. All right? Check us out. We're YAT Radio, and I'm about to take this quick break, and we will be right back. I got to play this song again because y'all really need to check it out. Pastor Melvin, you'll like this one. It's called My Season, Special Assignment, YAT Radio.
It don't matter what it look like. It don't matter what it feel like. It don't even matter what nobody else think, you understand? It's my season, man. And I'm taking it off the top just like that, you understand?
Sun peeping through the clouds, arriving up over the horizon. playing, cause see faith working by love, and I love the fact that he's playing me, and I give it back when I praise him and fulfill the purpose he gave me. Waiting on the direction, it's surrounded by his protection. I know you can see the hit light in me, cause I wear around like a necklace. God then gave me his passion, it stirred up in me and it's going down like life camera action. With this jealousy and blood on the ground, yeah, I need change in my city. Town. I need everybody to get with it. All the walls we done built, trying to burn them down. Yes, let's do this together. Like a Jericho, so we gon' march and make a sound. Unbelieving but better. And what it put in me is time to get it off the ground. I'ma make a difference. And to everybody that's listening, you need to do your own part of bitching and stop looking off from a distance. Stop the talking, let's do this. Looking around like what's the next move here. Just follow me and I'm gone, boy. Some things, man, you gotta walk through it. So he slay me, yet I trust him. Even through the mayhem, I can't rush him. Feel like my brain is on the verge of combustion. Still, I can't be affiliated with no corruption. No doubt, gotta stay strong. That's why the weak and heart, they can't stay long. So that's an evil spot, the devil leave a mark. They hit their feet and walk looking like they gone. But still a war rage on. I'm not the one with the case wrong, but I know the advocate who said to sit the blood of Jesus Christ. You better pay for it. With a message, no flesh here. You can tell by the words that I speak that I've been in his presence. No flex here, yeah. I'm just a chosen vessel for the time at hand, and it's the Father's plan that I reveal his plan. Let's go. So he made me a king with a purpose. No building, it's in the heart where the church is. Yeah. Mountains better move out of my way. I can't help but say it. Cause when it comes to my faith, you can call me crazy. Cause I believe the impossible, and I'ma go wherever the Father show. I know you can see that his glory on me. Ain't got the truth.
Time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
All right. Welcome back to the show. Man, I'm hoping that things sound better a little bit. I don't know. But I tell you what, we're going to go forward anyway. Welcome back to Special Assignment, Breaking Chains. What's up with you? Pastor Melvin, Pastor Joseph, Pastor Rod, hanging out with you. That song right there, Drew Toney, My Season. And powerful song, but you hear what he said at the end of the song? He said, God got me. But then he tell you, I don't know what you heard, but God got me. So, in this hour right here, you got a lot of these folks out here telling you that it's all about them, it's all about you, it's all about this and all about that. And you ain't heard yet that it's all about God. You know what I'm saying? It ain't all about your God. It ain't all about Yahshua the HaMashiach. It ain't all about Jesus the Christ. If they ain't telling you that, if that's not priority, you got a problem. Did you hear what I said? I said you got a problem. Because the word of God tells you, listen, word of God tells you this. It tells you no matter what's going on, no matter what it looks like, no matter what's going on around you, it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. So you in such of a hurry to get these things added unto you that you forget to, or you just forgot, or you don't care, it's not important to you to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness.
Yeah,
you're trying to outrun God. And I always say this, it is impossible to outrun the Alpha and Omega, which is the beginning and the end. You will, listen, there is no way that you can go to the end of your life right now and you breathing right now today on April 19th, 2021. You don't know when the end of your life is, so how can you get there?
The point of
me saying this to you, my brothers and my sisters, is stop trying to make it all about you, forgetting who your creator is. He said, let us make man. Man didn't say, let us create a God, even though you did it. And you created idol gods.
Plenty of them.
Plenty of them. You're doing it today. The social media is an idol god. These cell phones is your idol god. You worship the sun and the moon instead of the... Listen, you're doing a whole lot of things.
Don't forget them tennis shoes, but they done took over now.
They them tennis shoes.
I hate to pass, but they done took over. $500 for a pair of tennis.
And that's something I want to talk about in this hour. I'm glad you say that. All right, preachers, let's take gloves off real quick. Let's talk about that for a second. Let's talk about how, when it comes to, if it's all yours and about you, where does God fit in? And with your greed and your everything that is not godly has blinded you, but has caused people to be blind because they're trying to be like you, all about the greed and the money, right? Okay, so if we know that the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, you know what I'm saying? It pulls you away from the fruit of the spirit type of living. Because you don't have no love, you don't have no gentleness, you don't have no kindness. Listen, when you have fallen in love with money, your kindness and your gentleness is a facade to get what you want. Because you got to remember what Proverbs 28 and 25 says to you. It says to you that a greedy man stirs up strife, but the one who trusted the Lord will be enriched. You don't have time to wait on enrichment. You want to stir up the strife to get what you want right now. You know what I'm saying? And the thing about it is that he tell us, you see, Proverbs is all about wisdom, okay? You need to study that book. But he tells you also, You can identify. He say, whoever is greedy for unjust gain troubles his own household, but he who hates bribes will live. So if you got a lot of hell going on in your house, it's something that about you and whoever's in your house that's stirring up that strife. Are you trying to get them $500 tennis shoes and somebody's against it? That's some strife right there. So, brothers, I want to talk about that right now, because a lot of greed and has caused a lot of bickering, has caused a lot of strife in homes and a lot of destruction on the streets. So Pastor Joseph, you go out a lot, do a lot of evangelizing, going into a lot of different communities, and you see a lot of strife and anger and madness in these streets. Do you feel that the people that are out there feeling this way, do you feel that they have a heart to want to receive what God has to offer to them?
Oh, yes. Yes, sir. To be honest, they love Jesus, but it's sometimes the messengers. But they definitely, they thirst. They thirst. They thirst for the worldly things, you know, the worldly things. But what we definitely see out there is they have no purpose, so they do all type of things, and they look for all type of stuff to fulfill them, and they thirst and hunger for the wrong things because they don't know their purpose, they don't know their assignment, and you know, and they can't accomplish it. And so they just do stuff when they're bored and things like that. But the Word of God quenches that thirst that they thirsted for. You know, it's the Word of Life. And the Bible, they talk about how the rain and snow come down from heaven and it won't return void, but it accomplished what is pleased. And God was indicating in that that's how we are. He watered us with His Word. And so if they could get under some leadership that's going to water them with the Word, and then they will grow, they will receive the Word of God, and it'll make them bear fruit, it'll make them produce, it'll make us sanctified, it'll make us transform, and even conform to the image of Christ and not to the image of the world. And so by them not having no purpose and understanding and having their purpose darkened, because the devil, he loved to rob men for their purpose and their divine destiny. He robbed so many men from their destiny by keeping us in darkness, in the kingdom of darkness. And so just by continuing like he said about the hallelujah, how the rain come down and the snow come down and it waters the earth and it brings forth His bud. And so God, He want to water us with His Word. And the Word of God, it'll strengthen us. And it'll strengthen our spirit. It'll strengthen our soul. And once our spirit and soul get strengthened, it'll become real healthy for the body, you know, the natural body. And so that's what people need. Their spirit strengthened by the Word of God and their soul. And the Bible said a young man, he's strong in the Word of God, and God's Word abides in him, and he overcomes evil. And the word strong was representing not just physically strong, but he was strong because the quality of word he had. You know, it was in studying the history, they used to burn black men. They used to burn them and throw feathers on them and ash. And not only that, they had the little, you know, Caucasian kids with sticks and marshmallows and the same fire that the black guys was getting burned up in. They was instilling in the kids, you know, to devalue the black man's life. So the kids had marshmallows lighted on the same fire that the black guys was getting burnt up in. So it may look like that black guy was a failure, but the quality of his life, he probably lived in such a way that another young man seen it, and, you know, was encouraged to fight for his family and stand his ground. But definitely, it said that we are strong by the Word of God and just the quality of the Word of God. Like Jesus, the length of his life was a failure. People say he was a failure, he only lived 33 years. But it's not about the length of our life, it's about the quality of our life. And the quality of his life represented, you know, just the walking epistle, the Word of God, you know, the walking solution. And that's how we can be in our community, because so many people in our community, they really, you know, oh my goodness, even, I know one guy, he say he come out 12 o'clock in the morning and he just roam around and how he make his money 3-4 o'clock in the morning while people are asleep. And that's his schedule. And, you know, and he just with no purpose, no assignment. And so, therefore, they thirsting for this worldly stuff, and it won't last. It won't last. But we got to be strengthened by the Word of God. Got to be strengthened by the Word of God, strengthen our spirit and our soul. And it's going to eventually, it's going to be healthy for our body and for the body of Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And that's what's important, being healthy for the body of Christ. Being able to do the work of the Lord, because one thing that the scripture reminds us, and it says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? You know? is it very important for you to gain all these worldly things, to walk around in these $500 sneakers like Pastor Melvin talking about? You know what I'm saying? These $200 skinny jeans. You know what I'm saying? This $300 shirt you got on, Versace, whatever his name is. You know what I'm saying? And these $700 glasses. You know what I'm saying?
Mad at you, perhaps you better cut that out.
You know, and what I'm saying is then you got people in your family that's struggling. You know what I'm saying? But you living on high horses. You know what I'm saying? You got people out here that's helping you get there, and you do nothing to give back. You know what I'm saying? All of you rich people out here, the Queen of England, who has so many millions of dollars of gold that her chariot is made of, that can take care $1 billion. Maybe in millions to keep it up. That's what I read. But all I'm saying is, you got people. I ain't just talking about, you know what I'm saying, people like us. I could go to people that they call themselves rich royalty. You know, I could talk to them too. You know what I'm saying? Because they got all the money. I could talk to people. I could holler at names like Bill Gates, who want to keep shooting vaccinations and then inventing diseases and viruses and things, and then coming up with a vaccine to see if it works. You know what I'm saying? I could call out his name. You know what I'm saying? They call us names. So at least I use his government name, even if that's his government name. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? You made it all about you. You made it all yours. You took my God out of it. That's what you think anyway. So you know what I'm saying? I'm giving him glory. I don't care about you calling my name out and talking about me. Listen, I thank you right now for dogging my name out and dogging me out and promoting me while folks want to find out while I'm on here promoting the glory of God. How about that? How about that?
Yeah.
So I'm going to do it that way. So you do it your way, but I'm going to do it my way. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to promote God. You do what you want to do. But I'm going to say this too, though. Pastor Melvin, I want to throw this out there at you, sir. With what you grew up in and what you had to see growing up back then and with the struggles that went on then, when we look at that today, do you feel that this generation today even gives a hot diggity dog about what y'all went through for us to be here today? Do you think that they care about that?
No. You gave me this word, Pastor, months ago, and this word stayed in my spirit. Focus. The focus is gone.
Yeah.
Now, right now, look at the competition with your focus. They make a cell phone, iPhone 1. Okay, nice. iPhone 2. Nice. iPhone 3. The market saw that people were buying this phone so fast. Let's put some infancy on it now. Let's commercialize it. iPhone 4. People couldn't wait till iPhone 5 come out. They start saving their money. iPhone 6 can't even save double money. Look at the focus. When the market saw how they can make money, okay, they're going to buy this. Let's do some more stuff to it. And there ain't but one thing, two things to do, transmit and receive. And that's the basis of it. But the focus, look at it. They took the focus, in other words, they took the mind of man and made man think the way he wanted him to think. Now, if the market can do that, why in the world we can't do it from the pulpit? Yes, we can. Paddling off the market. Look how they got the mindset of the people and changed it. Okay. We can't beat them props. Remember I told you once before? Let's join these bad boys. You want to take people's mind and change? We can show people how we can show people things to change their mind. I got to go back to this 16 through 26 Galatians. I came up with the Spirit gave me an idea how to do this, so I'm not going to put that on the air right now because I got to work on it. But if you could get a person that don't even have a heart and blind, if he can hear 16 on through down through 20, this rapper going to think. This thing is off the hook. Galatians 16 through 26 ain't nothing like that will, those 10 verses would touch a dead man. He will wake up in his grave, oh, what did I miss? It's just that powerful. I've been researching this thing. That's why I'm going to stick with it until God, my daddy, tell me not to deal with it no more. Our focus has been interfered with. I like to tell the young ladies on Fridays, I'll be listening to them. I want to learn. But I notice how they focus go from one thing to the other. They're young. They're supposed to do that. We have to teach them how to settle down. My daughter's 34. I'm with her today. I'm still teaching that gal how to settle down. She's gone from one thing to the other, but she's young. Look at what the market like, Abe. It's just my daughter. She loves to cook. Come on, baby. Everybody got to eat. You got a good idea for cooking? Who don't want to eat? Who don't want to die? Everybody's going to die. Women are going to have babies. I just showed her things about motel, restaurant, funeral home. It's here to stay. Look at the market. We show them from the pulpit. What is it about people that people got to have for stability, sustainability in life? You got to eat. You got to eat. Look at that. So what we need to start doing, just like with the cell telephone craft, we got to instill into them what is good for us. But you mentioned it just now. First, seek ye. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1 coming before 2, 2 coming before 3, 3 coming before 4, 4 coming before 5. It ain't going to work no other way. My dad say, seek ye first. So first, numerically speaking, is what? 1. It's 1. He's telling you now, ain't nothing that's going to happen until you get 1 straight. Yeah, but I got the rest of it. I got 2, 3, 4, and 5. You just do number 1. See how simple that is? This is not being taught. Broken down, dissect. I used to dissect a frog in school. Dissect it, minister. Stop this hooping and hollering and teach these people. I read times, and I know you know. I'm a student. I'm learning. God told me, I'm going to whip you with an ugly stick. Why you going to do that, Daddy? I chose you to teach the people. You want to do what you want to do, what I say do. So I'm going to whip you with an ugly stick because you ain't following number 1. Do y'all see where I'm coming from? I like to use simplicity. My dad is all about simplicity. We make it complicated. Not him. But with Galatians, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do, Pastor. I'm going to make copies of Galatians 20:16-26. And I want it to be some kind of way. I want it to stand out, maybe just the color of ink that I'll have printed up. And I'm going to pass it out all over Baton Rouge. If I got to make, what, we got 450,000 people here in this parish. If I got to make 450,000 copies, somebody, somewhere, Pastor, somebody going to look at this thing. And I'm going to stick with Galatians. I hope whoever listened to this, I ain't about no shepherd driving. I'm coming at you. If you want to be caught, I'm going to catch you. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. You say Galatians 16 through 20. That's verses. What chapter are we talking about? Chapter 5, right?
Chapter 5, but Galatians 16 through 26. That's 10 verses.
Write it down, y'all. Study it. I'm ready to show yourself approved under God now.
it's a good one, Pastor. I mean, I don't know why, Pastor, I can't leave that thing. This thing is staying in my spirit. I mean, if it's staying in my spirit like this, Pastor, it's got to be something he's trying to show me. It won't leave. But I know it's the way of life.
And that's what it is. It's the way of life because that right there, that right there dictates who you are. Either you this person or that person. Simple
and
you're
going to be one or the other. It ain't but one or two.
That's right. It's one or
three
two.
And
one
four
or
and five don't come into that. Three, yeah. Four, and one five do not come into Galatians 16 and 26. 3, 4, and 5 is out the window. It ain't but one or two. That's it.
Yeah, that's right. One or the other.
Whose side are you on?
Whose side are you on? And that's right. You went back then. I tell you.
Yeah, I thought about that. What if we did? What if we did take out of 450,000 people in the vicinity of the parish of East Baton Rouge? What if maybe 1,000 of them looked at that paper? What if? Uh-oh. Look out.
But, you know, that,
I believe in the word, Pastor.
But that's the truth, though.
Well, I don't know what Pastor Jackson is that. I think it's a good idea. Pastor, all of us ought to go. At least we'll be on the same car. We'll just throw it all over the United States.
Put it out there.
Amen.
Put it
idea.
Out there. And it's so simple. It's so simple, Pastor. When you read it, elementary child can read that. Think about what the bad, the flesh said. And think about what the spirit said. It ain't but one or two. Flesh and spirit. Anybody can understand that, Pastor.
So let's put this out there right now. Let's just say this, and we ain't going to talk about it no more. Let's just say this. Whoever listening and takes that idea and use it for the glory of God, God bless you. If you take
all
that
right.
idea and use it for your glory, woe unto you. How about that?
Yeah.
And,
I'm through
and
with
we're
it.
Gonna be, and we and we through with it. We through with it.
That's it. We did our job, Pastor.
Yeah. Yeah. So we done with that now.
Rock and roll, Pastor. Go on.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's the way it is. And the reason why I said that and did that like that, because we are I wanted to put a disclaimer with that. That was the disclaimer. Because we have found, because I have seen it. I have physically seen it with my own eyes and physically heard it with my own ears. Things that we have done here on Breaking Chains used in other areas. And it wasn't used for the glory of God. How about that? And that's
on,
that's where it's frustrating, because we only come on here to give God glory by breaking chains in your life, in our lives. It's not just about you.
Yeah.
It's about us having chains broken in our lives as well. You know what I'm saying?
Sure,
it's about things being exposed in our lives as well. It's about God bringing things to the light of our lives as well, our own personal lives, when we own here every night. You know what I'm saying? Iron sharpens iron. You remember that now. That is sharpening the countenance of his friend, of his brother, of her sister. You know what I'm saying? Whatever that you may have went through or going through, I don't know who's going through it. You don't know who's going through it. You don't know who you helping when you open your mouth and help to educate and teach a people. You know what I'm saying? You're learning, but how do you know who else out there is learning? We may not be a part of the celebration of somebody around this country or in this world that has accepted Jesus the Christ after we've got off these microphones. We don't know who it is. But let me tell you something. The scripture says that the Father in all of heaven rejoices when one soul comes to him. So we don't know who that one is, but oh, glory to God, he knows. He knows. So we will continue to do the work of the Lord. See, I can speak like this when I say this, that we don't look for the spotlight. We don't look for accolades. We're not like that over here Breaking Chains. You know what I'm saying? We are all different churches. You know what I'm saying? Pastor Joseph is a church. Pastor Melvin is a church. And I'm a church. Pastor Kemp, because he said that upon this rock he will build his church. See, I'm part of the church. I'm part of that church. I'm a part of that body of Christ. You understand what I'm saying? So wherever I go, this whole earth is my pulpit. You understand what I'm saying? See, you may go in that building and go up them steps and go in that pulpit, but wherever I step is holy ground. You understand?
Yep.
Is my pulpit. You know what I'm saying? I bring the light of the Lord to wherever I am. You know, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You know what I'm saying? I represent the kingdom of God. I'm an ambassador. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man, come on, man. Pastor Joseph, listen, there's so much work to be done. What advice would you have for church leadership right now on the things that we need to be doing? 2-minute drill starts now. The clock starts. Go for it, sir. 2 minutes.
Amen. I encourage the body to continue to let the word wash us, because a lot of times we we like to deal with the outward. We can deal with the outward. We get our hands dirty, our nails dirty. We can cleanse it. And we get our toes dirty. You know, the physical body, we can cleanse it. But a lot of times there be things going on inwardly that we just can't cleanse. But the Word of God is so powerful, it'll get in there and cleanse it. And the way it cleanses it, the Word got to dwell. You know, God wants His Word to dwell inside of us. And as His Word dwells in us, and the enemy's going to try to come and steal it. But as we continue to steadfast in the Word of God, let it dwell, it'll wash us with the water of life, and it'll cleanse us inwardly. And that's what the body of Christ, you know, family, friends, need, that inward cleansing. And the way we do that is by having the Word to dwell in us, and it'll remove spots, wrinkles, and stuff, and it'll make us a beautiful bride for Christ, a beautiful, beautified bride for Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. That's good, that preacher. That's good. That's good. That's good. Good inward cleansing. We sure need it, though. I say we sure need it. I need it, too. So,
yes.
My God.
I do,
my
too.
God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, Pastor Melvin, your two-minute drill starts now, sir. Same question. What advice would you give to church leadership right now on us getting ourselves back on track right now and, you know, back into the goodness of the Lord, the pleasing in His eyes? 2 minutes starting now. Break chain.
What the Bible says that how can you hear without a preacher? So what God is saying right now, He got certain people that He called His elect.
Come on.
To bring it to you. God is not coming back here. He chose people to do His work. So what I suggest to you, if you don't even know whether if a person is bringing you what thus says the Lord, you listen to it. You don't have no kind of credential to judge that person. But if he's saying what thus says the Bible, you listen. The only way you know what he's saying, what thus says the Bible, you got to study and show yourself approved. So you study and show yourself approved. And my final thought is Galatians. Read 5 and 6. Read it all the way and focus on 10 verses 16 through 26, and tell me, I guarantee you're going to find yourself. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I'm coming back to you. That I wasn't asking for your final comment, but I thank you for putting that out there, because I'm coming back to you. We finna just take a break. We coming back with the final comments. He go my 2 minutes right here. Listen, I want to throw this out there real quick. Let me speak this. Remember what 1 Corinthians 14 and 40 says? It tells you, but everything should be done decent and in order. We do know what that is, right? We do know by being decent and in order, right? But you know, this was Paul writing to the church of Corinth, right? But the specific instructions were given, right, on orderly worship service, orderly of how we should serve and worship the Lord, right? And yes. One thing about it is that we should reflect the character of God at all times, at all times. It's, you know, every last one of us that say we're Christians should have an opportunity to bring a hymn, a lesson, a prophetic revelation for God, to be able to speak in tongues to someone, as long as there's an interpreter. Okay, so get some instructions right with the people. Go and read by what Paul said to the church of Corinth, because see, it's always about how we should serve the Lord. That's what that letter was about. You know what I'm saying? We got to be decent and in order. And the pastor just told you about the preachers. God put preachers here and teachers here. He called the church out. He put the elect here. He called us out. He said that he would have preachers and teachers and evangelists and those that would come and preach and teach the word. If you are called to do that and you know you are called to God to do it, do your job. Get on your assignment and stay there. And just stay there. If you have faith in God, you don't worry about nothing that's coming at you.
Wow.
Because if you chose, if you accepted that call, accept the challenges that come with it. Jesus did it, and he did it for you. So you do it for him. You understand that?
Yes, God.
Get on your assignment. We breaking chains. YAT Radio is live. Basking his presence on this song right here.
If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, VOJ came to tell you, God honor a worshiper. The Bible declares you must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Come on, soprano, let me hear you say. Come on, say, oh. Say, oh.
listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
You know, I had to play that because I needed you to feel where I was coming from before I went off that microphone. You know, I'm not an angry man at all. I'm very radical, very straightforward. I'm just a saint with an attitude. You know what I'm saying? I am a saint with an attitude. You know, I am. I'm tired of hearing you say that we children of God, we saints, we this, and we can't even speak to each other walking down the street. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You turning up your nose at the sister or the brother. You know what I'm saying? You doing worldly, ungodly things. You know what I'm saying? We all guilty of it, but some things, man, are just pathetic in what we're doing. I say what we're doing. You understand what I'm saying? Because, see, you know, that leg can't go walk off by itself, so we are one body in Christ. So we are part of that body now. So I don't care how much or big you think you are. You understand what I'm saying? The earth is still the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Don't ever forget that. And there's something else I want to tell you. No matter what your situation is, no matter what the turmoil that's going on, no matter what the stresses that you think you got on your life, you know what I'm saying? Because if you're carrying it like that, that means that you haven't turned it over to the Lord and left it there. That's all that means. You just singing something that you don't mean. Take it to the Lord and leave it. You don't mean it, so stop singing. Mm-hmm. You understand? Stop lying to yourself because you ain't lying to God.
Watch the words you say.
Understand now. You can either speak life or death out your mouth. You know what I'm saying? And I'm tired of hearing all the death. I'm tired of hearing about all the negativity. I'm tired of hearing about the stresses, the worries. Listen, you got it that bad. Get off your, as Pastor Melvin said, get off your shucky ducky and do something about it then. You understand what I'm saying? Start doing something about it. Start locking yourself up with some productive, positive, godly people to get some things done in your community. You understand what I'm saying? You having problems in your home, get connected with some godly people that you can sit down and talk about and read the word of God to help you through and start praying your way out these situations. You understand what I'm saying? Start taking back control of your life and stop letting the devil run you crazy. You understand what I'm saying? Be serious about yourself. Start loving yourself again. You know what I'm saying? Start loving yourself again and stop talking about nobody love you, don't nobody care about you. Start loving and caring for yourself. And then you will see that other people love and care about you. They sit right there. You running them away. You pushing them away. You doing it. Listen, everybody out there talking about something, we down with Black Lives Matter. Of course I'm down with Black Lives Matter because I'm a black man. But black lives can't matter till black lives start mattering to black lives.
That's it, boy. You just said it.
Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I just said? Black lives matter ain't going to matter to nobody until it start mattering to black lives.
Just speaking a word. That's all it is. Talk.
Stop talking about it and start doing something about it.
There you go.
You want to protect our sons? Do something about it. You ain't got to grab no gun to protect your son. You got a voice. Let your voice be heard. Start letting these folks know enough is enough. These so-called racist, bigot crackers, I'm talking to them, the evil ones. I'm talking to the devil, the evil ones, the ones that represent him. I'm talking to you. I can talk to you like that.
Get on
because I got to tell you, get thee behind me, Satan. You have no power and authority here. Because at the name of Jesus, you got to go. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Man, you better stop playing with the devil. Stop letting him take control of your life. Take back control of your life. In order for you to do that, you got to give your life over to Christ.
That's it.
All right, Pastor Joseph, your final comment, sir. Talk to the people out there, man. Go ahead.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Just want to continue to encourage everybody to continue just
trust God, trust God. I love how Pastor said when you holding something in, you haven't gave it to God, and continue to give that thing to God. The worries, the confusion, whatever it may be, stress, depression, you know, definitely just give it to the Father. He cares about, He cares for us, and continue to build that relationship, our spiritual relationship, our physical relationship with family and friends. And I found that one thing that really helped. I found myself around people. And it seems like I be wanting something to say, but sometimes I don't say nothing. But at the end, I just ask them, can I pray for them? And I find out that's very helpful. You know, I try to fit in with other folks and companies, and, you know, I try to be social with them, but sometimes I'm just real quiet. But at the end, I just ask them, can I pray? And most times they don't turn down prayer. And so that's the way I could, you know, sow a seed in Jesus' name. Just want to encourage everybody to continue to just open up the Word and just, you know, study the Word of God. And it's one thing I noticed today, long story short, it was something stood out to me about generations of vipers. How John, he about to, was telling the scribe that they was generations of vipers. And when you was talking about the biggest, and, you know, it's almost like the racism. So when I run across, like, a racist, different color people, this and that, it seemed like I just see a generation of vipers for some reason. But we got to continue to rebuke them and things like that. In Jesus' name. But behold me, generations of vipers. We could be surrounded by them. So it just made me just want to stay prayed up and discerning. You know, keep on discerning up in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Pastor. Because them vipers are definitely out there. And we got to start back to the people. We got to educate the people so they can be able to identify the vipers when they come in. Because one thing about the devil, he think he pretty. He going to come all sharp and blinging and sharp as I don't know what. The nicest clothes, shoes, you know what I'm saying? The sharpest ride, biggest house. He coming at you. And you got to be able to identify the viper, Satan, when he comes upon you, my brothers and my sisters. When you make it all about you, you can't see God nowhere. All right, Pastor Melvin, final comment, sir. Break chain.
Right quick, I'm going to give you a quick scenario. I said something just then, but didn't nobody hear me. But if you had moved a little bit closer to me, you could have heard me. Here's the message. Why do God whisper so much? Here's a good reason. If you move a little bit closer,
come on now.
Not scream. That's a good way to draw you in. So, God, what you say? Come a little closer, boy. I still can't hear you, Daddy. Come a little closer, you nutball. Come on a little closer. Can you hear me now? Yeah, Daddy, I can hear you. Now, won't you just stay here? In the midst of a hurricane, as devastating as it is, there is an I. Jesus is the center of my joy. In that hurricane, that eye, it is so calm. And by you just moving so close to God, no matter what happened around you, come on, baby boy, you with my daddy. Ain't nothing gonna happen to you. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. That's good right there, preacher. They just get closer to him. In order to reap the benefits and the blessings of God, you have to have a relationship with him. And to have a relationship with him, you have to do what the pastor just told you. You got to get closer to him. You got to get to know him. And you need to spend time doing that. And for those of you that are out there doing the work of the Lord out here in the fields, in the vineyards, you know what I'm saying, doing the work, because the harvest is plentiful and the laborers are few. You few laborers out there that God speaks of and calls, God bless you. God bless you more abundantly in all things that you do, everything that you touch, may be blessed to the Lord. You understand?
Amen.
We continuously lift you up in prayer, and we applaud the work that you're doing. The others out there that that just don't care, we pray for you too. We pray that you will come into the light of the King, and get your life together and build that relationship with him, or build that relationship back with him, because you left out of disgust, or anger, or frustration, or because he didn't give you what you asked for, maybe because he felt you wasn't ready yet.
and you gave up on him, but he said that he'll never give up on you. He said he'll never leave nor forsake you. So you believe in that now. Take it from three men right here that is living testimony that he'll never leave nor forsake you. Because if it was left up to us, we wouldn't be here today. So we know that God has a purpose and a call on our lives for us to still be here and doing his work now out here in the vineyards working for him. He's our boss. And so we are thankful for that. I want to leave you with something, though, before we get our Black History honoree in and our help tip. Listen, if you go to Psalms 34 and right off the top, first verse, it says something that stands out. And I want to read this to you. I'm going to read it to you word for word. Coming from the scripture. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And it goes on in two. It says, my soul shall make his boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Couple things that stands out to me in that I want to say to you. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. He didn't say sometimes when you feel like it in certain situations. He said at all times, whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether it's ugly, no matter the situation, bless him at all times. But then he says, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Not your praise, not your glory, but his praise. Lifting him up. Jesus said if he be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him, not to you, to him. But then he says, my soul shall boast in the Lord. Stop boasting in yourself and start boasting in the Lord. Stop talking about who you are and start telling people about this man called Jesus, the good thing that came out of Nazareth. When they say, what good can come out of Nazareth? Tell them Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth, came up out of there. That's what you boast about. But then he says that the humble shall hear of it and be glad. You heard Pastor Joseph say that they get excited when they hear of Jesus. Yeah. They want to have a relationship with Jesus. The scripture just told you that the humble shall hear of it and be glad. You heard the preacher testify that it takes place when he's in them streets. We've seen it. That scripture. Follow the word of God. Teach the word of God. Study the word of God to show yourself approved before God. It says a workman unashamed, rightly divided the word of truth. We're going to come on here every night and break chains with you. We pray that something that we say will cause you to walk away from darkness into God's marvelous light. Those are our prayers for you. Those are our prayers for us and our families as well. We pray every night that you and your families will be blessed, that you will let Christ come into your life, and that you will accept him as your Lord and Savior. And let the Holy Spirit order your steps. And you accept our Father, our Daddy, as your Abba Father too.
Amen.
Those are our prayers for you. Amen. God bless you. Here's our Black History honoree for tonight. Let's talk about it. Mr. Charles R. Drew. Mr. Charles R. Drew revolutionized medicine when he created a system for the safe transfusion of blood plasma. While working at New York's Presbyterian Medical Center, he discovered that plasma could be collected, stored, and preserved for use in a time of emergency. Drew was later appointed to direct the first American Red Cross plasma bank. During World War II, Drew's discovery made it possible for medical personnel to save the lives of thousands of wounded soldiers. Mr. Charles R. Drew, did you hear that? the safe system for safe transfusion of blood plasma, which is very popular today and the world's one of the world's most biggest money maker out here for people selling their blood plasma today. Did you know that?
Yeah.
He created by a black man, Mr. Charles R. Drew. Thank you, Mr. Drew. All right, here's your health tip for tonight. Don't forget, get up, do your exercise every morning, every evening. Stretch, exercise, get your blood boiling, get your heart rate pumped up. Do you some side strata hops, some sit-ups, some push-ups, some crunches. Get this belly flab off of us. You know what I'm saying? Certain age, we get it every now and then. Let's get rid of it. Let's make sure that we eat the proper foods, get on the proper diet, start fasting and praying with you and your families. Push back from the food, cut back on the snacking, eat your vegetables, eat your fruits, become a vegetarian at least one day out of the week, and cut back on all the fried foods. All right, we want you to make sure that you put 64 ounces of water in your body every day. What is 64 ounces of water, you ask? That's 8 glasses with 8 ounces in it. That's 64 ounces. Or you can go get 4 16-ounce bottles of water. That's 64 ounces right there. Or you could drink 64 ounces however you want to. 64 ounces is the minimum amount of water to put in your body on a daily basis. You can always do more, but at least do 64 ounces. All right? Make sure you do that. We want to have you physically healthy, mentally healthy, and most importantly, we need you spiritually healthy. We need you to study the Word of God on a daily basis. We need you to pray without ceasing, and we need you to get before God and spend time with Him in your prayer closet, in your quiet place. Spend time with Him, meditate to Him, talk to Him about all your issues, and pray all the times, because the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous is what? It availeth much. All right? God bless you. Thank you. Let's make sure we keep Pastor Dr. Lavert Kemp and his family in our prayers and in your prayers as well. Not sure yet about History Talk tomorrow. Probably going to try to do a replay show, not have a live show tomorrow. So he can, and I'm just speaking, he may want to come on live. And if so, let's make sure we support History Talk tomorrow evening, 7 p.m. with Dr. Lavert Kemp, right here on YAT Radio. Want to thank everybody for turning us on tonight. God is a good, he's good to us tonight. He's been blessing us, and pray that something has been said that blesses you. Won't each one of you brothers, if you don't mind, take a minute and to say something to God for the people. Pastor Joseph, we're going to start with you. Can you say something to God for the people? And let's get out of here.
Amen. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you. We thank you for another day. We thank you for your new mercy, new grace, new favor. We bless you, Father God. Continue to rain down upon us wisdom, healing, knowledge, understanding. In Jesus' name, Father God, we just want to say we love you. We thank you for answered prayers in advance. We thank you for the men and women of God. We thank you for the body of Christ, Father God. We just bless you so much. We're forever grateful, Father God. We just want to stand in the gap for the lost, for God, the people that's hurting right now, going through things. Father God, comfort their spirit in Jesus' name. Help us to pray, Father God, from a passionate heart. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Amen. Pastor Melvin, do the same for me, please, sir.
Daddy, we come to you right now. Following your instruction, the only way we can come to you is through the door, which is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Giving thanks for your spirit that's running, reigning all over the world, from every high octave position down to the lowest. I consider it done. We thank you. Don't forget my friend, my pastor, my dean, my instructor, Dr. Kemp. I'll talk with him. But he's very busy with so many calls. Just remember him and his family. That's all we can do. We all remember him and his family. Soothe their heart, because I know they're sad, but there's joy with you. Daddy, don't forget this. No, I said that wrong. No, you don't forget nothing. Daddy, thank you for this radio station. We just ask that you will increase. We can't do it. You increase. I think we are being obedient to what you say do. The longer we do what you say do, better you promise you will do the increase. We ask all these in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Father God, we just thank you for these pastors. Lord God, we thank you for this ministry. Father God, we ask for the covering of Pastor Kemp and his family, Lord God. We ask you for the covering of all those that are out there suffering with mental, physical, emotional illnesses, Father God, whatever is dealing with them right now, COVID-19, Father God. Cover, comfort, and strengthen them right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, take care of us and our families, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for open doors, Father God, but we also thank you for closed doors, Lord God. Continue to order our steps, Lord God. We thank you for sending your son Jesus to die for us, Father God. We trust and believe in him, and we thank you for letting him be the way, the truth, and the life to you, Father God. We accept it in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. God's children say amen. We bless you. We thank you. And may everyone be blessed out there. Have yourself a peaceful evening. Pastors, I love you, brothers. Thank you for hanging out with us tonight and breaking chains. May God continue to bless you.
Love y'all too.
And remember something out there, everybody. We love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Have a
do
peaceful
about
night.
It.
Good night, everybody. Amen. We love you.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we discuss the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. You can always get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.